Wonder's Mouth Theatre presents Am I Old Yet? A slice of life audio fiction comedy with a touch of fantasy. We follow the day-to-day experiences of the elderly Helen as she negotiates her crone years with the help of, and occasionally in spite of, her family, friends, and random strangers, including, lately, a few ancient Greek deities. Episode 7 finds her in the garden with her neighbour, 103-year-old Nana Madeline. Zeus and Hera are still wandering about somewhere in South London, and Helen requires the presence of her granddaughter Susie and Susie's boyfriend Charlie to settle a few matters.
Helen, so good to see you. You coming to sit in the garden?
I certainly am, Nana. Isn't it marvellous, actual sunshine at last?
At last, indeed. Of course, I knew it was there all the time, above the clouds. But when you can't see it...
And you can't feel it.
Exactly. And I can't complain.
Oh, I can. I quite enjoy having a moan about it every now and then.
Oh, yes, of course. I do too.
Yes, and it doesn't mean we aren't aware that there are many people much worse off.
Oh, yes. You know, I am so worried about Mina. You know, the homeless lady who stays by the bus stop.
Oh, goodness. Is she still there? I thought the homeless shelter people had a place for her.
Oh, they do, but she just won't go in.
Really? Oh, that's a shame. She must be very afraid.
I do believe that is the problem. She has had very bad experiences in some places.
Horrible situation.
Oh, wouldn't it be nice if we had the kind of society that never leaves anyone without a safe place to sleep?
Wouldn't it just...
I don't suppose your rooftop friends could step in?
My rooftop? Oh, you mean...
Yes. Now, don't be cross, Helen. But Harry did catch the names that you called them.
Ah.
So it did not take me long to figure it out. You don't have to tell me, of course, but couldn't they help?
Oh, Nana, sadly no. It's just not something that comes within their own special godlike powers.
Well, that's a shame.
Oh, I agree. But then, maybe that would be too easy.
What do you mean?
Well, it's not their problem. It's ours. So we really do have to sort it out ourselves somehow.
Oh, yes, I see. Oh, well.
As you say. Oh, well.
Come along, Zeus.
Why? What's the hurry? And if there is such a hurry, why can't we fly there? Wherever there is, where are we going anyway?
We're going to find Hermes. I don't trust him.
Nobody trusts him anymore, silly boy. But what makes you think he's still in London?
Of course he's still in London. He's not going to stop helping Helen just because you told him to. And you just found out how much she cares about what we think.
You're right about that. No respect.
Now, don't start that again. I've told you 100 million times you have to earn respect. You cannot bully people into respecting you.
Me? Bully? I am not the bully. You are the bully. So bossy. I can hardly get a word in at all.
Hello, Papa. Good morning, Stepmama. How lovely to see you both.
Hermes. Well, 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 what a wonderful surprise.
I know. I thought you would enjoy it.
What do you mean, enjoy it? You nearly gave me a heart attack. What are you doing here? I told you to stop interfering.
You did? And I did. I am obeying you to the letter. Look, no hands.
Oh, such a joker.
Here's a cafe. Let us sit down and drink coffee, calmly and quietly, and you can explain yourself in full.
Of course. Can I help you? Oh, it's you. Three double shot espressos, please. Is it all right if we sit here, young man? Oh, of course. Make yourself comfortable. Three double shot espressos. I'll get that for you.
Come on, come on. What are you doing here?
I'm here to rescue you. You are both in big, big trouble.
Us? Why? We haven't done anything.
Your mother is
stepmother.
Right.
Stepmother.
And I told you to stay away from the mortals. So, you are the one who is in big trouble.
But I'm not going anywhere near them. Nobody knows I'm here. I promise.
Well, your stepmother is right. We have been very careful. Nobody knows we are even here.
They all think we are a sweet old couple. Isn't that clever of us?
A sweet old couple called Zeus and Hera. And you didn't think anyone would make the connection.
What? What is wrong with our names?
Absolutely nothing. Apart from the fact that they're unique, and some people only ever hear them in the context of our history, our mythology, our immortal lives.
What's the matter with that? Just a few people we happen to pass in the street.
And on the bus.
So what? As your mother, your stepmother says, it is just a few people, you know.
Not anymore. Look at this.
What is that?
It's one of those phone things that they use to talk to each other instead of face-to-face these days.
Just watch.
This is a most unusual event. I'm so pleased to be here with Miss, or is it Mrs. Frogshoe?
Mrs., thank you very much. And it's Frogshoe. And this is my husband, Eric. Mr. Eric Frogshoe.
Thank you, Mrs. Frogshoe.
Frogshoe, it's Frogshoe.
Of course. Now, you were sitting on the bus and you realised that the man next to you was the king of the Greek gods.
Yes, that was his name. And his wife was there too, Hera. Yeah, she's the queen of the gods, of course.
They told you this, did they? They said, hey, we are Zeus and Hera. King and queen
so
of the
what?
Gods.
So
what? Who else can see this?
Everyone.
Everyone. Why they were everyone in London?
Everyone. In the world.
Oh dear.
Oh dear.
Yes. Oh dear.
Here's your coffee.
Oh, was that the bit on the news about Zeus and Hera being on the bus?
Thank you, young man. So you saw it too?
I did. Fascinating stuff. Oh, can I get you anything else? I'm here to serve, you know.
That will be all. Thank you so much. Nice to meet you.
Oh, yes. Yeah, absolutely. Nice to meet you too.
Now then, do you believe me now?
So what happens now?
I've arranged for you to stay in a very nice place where the people don't ask too many questions. You must choose new names for yourselves.
Basil. You can be Basil.
Why? What is with this Basil?
It means king, my darling. It suits you.
Oh, well, that is very nice of you. And you must be,
Alexandra. I shall be Alexandra.
Why?
Doesn't matter why. Come on, the shelter is not too far. We can walk.
Ah, shelter. I like the sound of that. These shoes.
Hello, Mrs. Doherty.
Oh, Charlie, you're here already. Lovely to see you.
Yes, we got here a bit early. Hope you don't mind.
Hi, Gran. With you in a moment.
Oh, don't be long. I want you to meet someone.
Wow. Hello.
Sit down, Charlie. This is my friend Silene. She's here as an observer.
Oh, good.
What is it, Gran? Oh, hello.
Susie, this is Silene. She's here as an observer.
Lovely to meet you.
Take a seat, Silene. Lunch will be here in a minute. No, actually, Susie, you sit down. Silene will explain it all to you.
Explain what?
Just listen, darling. Everyone okay with pizza? I hope so. It's on its way.
Mm. Oh.
Yes?
Oh, yes, please. Lovely.
What is pizza?
Pardon?
Haven't you had it before?
Silene is quite new to this part of the world.
Oh, well, it's a sort of Italian invention.
With American intervention.
Oh, very clever.
I thought so.
And now it's pretty much everywhere. It's like a pie, only with a thin bread base instead of pastry.
With tomatoes and cheese
and olives and anchovies.
Or pepperoni or prawns.
Or anything you fancy on top.
Well, not for you. I could do you a sandwich.
Oh, Not at all. I am so looking forward to this pizza.
Of course you are. And here it is. You get it, will you, Charlie? It's all paid for. I just need to get the plates. Over to you, Silene.
Well, okay. I am so pleased to meet you. How to explain?
You're one of the Greeks, aren't you?
Greeks? Oh, Greeks! Those Greeks! Like Hermes.
Oh, yes, Hermes. He is my half-brother. And I am here, as your grandmother explained, as an observer.
Observing what? What are we doing wrong?
Oh, nothing. Nothing. No, nothing is wrong. It's just my parents, you know, they were here and they are concerned about your grandmother. And we, my siblings, we want to keep her safe.
Safe from who?
Whom, darling? Not from who. From whom? Help yourselves, everybody.
Right. Safe from whom?
From my parents.
Oh, so they are up to something. I thought so.
I don't think so, but they are concerned, and they may try to interfere with your grandmother's plans. So I am with her now so that she can keep me informed exactly what she's doing, and then, if necessary, I will check on them.
You will check on your parents?
Yes, to make sure they do not misunderstand, misinterpret. I will decide when it is best to let them know. But I can only do that if I know precisely what is happening as regards your grandmother.
And she agreed to this?
She is the cat's mother, Susie. Oh. I am right here, you know.
Sorry.
And yes, it was my idea. I don't want any more family upheavals. We must keep the peace. Oh, this is good.
It is, rather. Well, thank you so much. My favourite.
What?
Pizza. My favourite pizza.
Oh.
You didn't know that. I knew that.
So, what is the plan, Mrs. Doherty? Susie said it's something to do with planting trees to build homes for the homeless.
Yes, well, sort of, in a roundabout kind of way. You know, I met with Dr. Schrodinger's daughter and she gave me a whole bunch of names, contacts involved in various local councils around the country.
Did you get in touch with any of them yet?
No, I didn't. I just haven't thought of a good way to approach them. So I thought I'd run it by you two. Brainstorm it, so to speak.
Brainstorm? Is that safe?
Yes, Silene, perfectly safe. Oh. It's just a metaphor for thinking out loud together, knocking ideas around.
I like the sound of that. You share your thoughts in order to come to a consensus, yes?
If only.
Oh. But may I ask a question?
Of course.
These council people. This is something to do with government, yes?
Yes, local government. The ones who look after things that happen in their area for people who live in the local community. Traffic, policing, planning.
So planning? They plan people's lives?
Oh, no. Planning is about local buildings. They decide whether someone can build a particular building in a particular place. They have the regulations. And they try to keep it all, well, balanced.
So you need permission to build and to plant things?
I'm pretty sure you can plant what you like in your own garden.
Unless it's a banned invasive species, like that Japanese whatnot thingy that takes over.
I understand. Right. But outside of your own garden, you cannot just plant trees anywhere else?
Good question.
I don't think you can. Which is why the councils are responsible for any plantings of trees in their local area.
And Gran is trying to meet up with them to see if they'll agree to plant more trees, because we need them, don't we?
Well, yes, but only in the right places and the right kinds of trees.
And you need to speak to these planning people, the ones who choose what to plant.
Yes. And the people who decide whether they can afford to pay for the plants.
Oh, well, they also must have permission, yes, to use the money?
Yes.
Right, so who gives the permission? Where does the money come from?
Well, they get most of it from Whitehall, central
That's
government.
That's right, Gran. Maybe you need to speak to someone there first. Get the Treasury Department to make sure the money is available.
No, that's not the problem. Well, it is part of the problem, but it's not the problem I have.
So what is it then?
I need to make sure that they will agree to listen to me in the first place.
Who?
The local councillors. Just getting an introduction from Moira McGinty won't be enough. She's an academic, a researcher. She doesn't have any influence, just the contact. So it might get me in the room, but it won't be enough to make them take me seriously.
Mary?
I'm sorry?
Mary Hatfield. Your friend, Mary, the Environment Minister. Didn't you save her life?
Yes, and she set you up to meet those people who became the official government working party for dealing with the waste disposal problems.
Oh, Mary, yes. Oh, yes, of course. Charlie, you've done it again. You're a wise man.
I knew that.
Yes, you did, my darling Susie. You know what?
What?
You and Charlie make a good pair. You should get together sometime.
You think so?
She's pulling our legs, my love.
I think we should tell her.
Maybe not now.
Right. Of course. You're right, of course. Not now.
Silene?
Yes, Helen?
Is there an infestation of hissing snakes in this room?
It sounds like it, doesn't it?
Come on, you two. You cannot keep a secret. You know that. What is going on?
Oh, it's nothing to do with this.
This matter in hand. We should stick to the subject.
Oh, I think we've dealt with that subject. I'm ready to move on to the next item on the agenda.
Oops.
But first, I'm going to give Mary Hatfield a call, as you suggested, Charlie. So just talk among yourselves for a few minutes. I won't be long. Dan, da, dan, 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 to be continued. In this week's episode, you heard Wendy Lapp as Hera, Ira Seidenstein as Zeus, Christopher McDougall as Hermes, Renee and Charlie, and Sarah Golding as Silene. The rest of the characters, Nana, Helen and Susie, were played by me, Floyd Kennedy. Yes, I know, this episode is longer than usual, but I'm told most people enjoy their fiction episodes in 25-minute to 30-minute bites, so let me know what you think. Drop a comment on the website, amioldyet.com/reviews. I'd love to know what you think. Seriously? Thanks for listening. Stay safe.